Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ holding it down. You know, Ali had to handle some things today. She'll be back. Don't worry about it. But you got me. And per usual, kicking it off, gonna talk about some weekends. Wanna find out what you did this weekend, what you get up into. Y'all may or may not know, I was gone a little bit over the weekend. I hit basically, what was it, 3 states? 48 hours. I was at a bachelor party and we went everywhere, absolutely everywhere. Did a lot of golf, figured out that I suck worse than I thought. My bad, Mar. That was my partner over the weekend. Played some scrambles, but it was a good time, man. So we went to Indiana, right? Drove down, whoop, whoop, bam, right on Friday night. Not even Friday night, Friday afternoon, immediately hit a round of golf. 4 hours. Bam. And then after that, we got to drive an extra hour to the Airbnb, right? Literally had to drive a whole extra hour that same Friday to get to the B&B still. Get to the B&B. It's a beautiful Airbnb. It's on this like estate property, basically. And I'm making it sound a little bit fancier, but the barn was amazing. They had a whole separate house that was definitely haunted, but I ain't stay in that house. I stayed in the barn. I got the dopest room. I got a studio room. And literally what I mean by studio room is the fact that I got a nice little setup with a recording studio room. Sure, it was a pullout couch, but it was the comfiest pullout couch because of the setup. I mean, I'm talking about, had I figured out how to turn everything on and plug everything in, we would have been recording album after album after album. Had the recording booth with the drum set, with all the percussion instruments, plenty guitars. I'm talking about, we could have had a jam session, man. The room was amazing. The stay was amazing. There was a teepee on the premises, so you know we got down. And then I mentioned that I went to like 3 states, right? Because we were so close to Michigan, that's where we ended up golfing. Right there on Michigan. In Michigan. Across the border. I could have walked to Michigan from Indiana. That's how close we were. I didn't even realize how close. But that pretty much sums up the weekend, y'all. You know, for me, as far as it is, because then yesterday, on my way home, came back to Milwaukee and immediately fishtailed. Busted you and went back to Illinois to celebrate my mother's birthday. We celebrated yesterday. Today is her actual day. So, feliz cumpleaños, mama. Te quiero mucho. Today's her birthday. But yesterday was the day we actually got down, celebrated, cut the cake, ate some delicious lasagna that my cousin made. And boy, yummy, yummy in my tummy, let me tell you. But let me stop talking. I feel like I'm hearing my voice a little too much. I want to hear your voice. What'd you do this weekend? What'd you get up into? 414-533-1037. We're going to discuss weekends. Tell us something cool you did this weekend. Did you go canoeing? Did you build a teepee? Did you build a fort? You just relax. You kick back. 414-533-1037. We will take your calls and your texts next. It's Kiss. Good morning, good morning. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios talking about what you did this weekend. Tell us something cool you did over the weekend, and we're going to get right into it. You already know who we got on the line. She's different. She's saucy. It's Saucy Sandra. Yeah, I'm different. Morning, Saucy.
Good morning. Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Hello, hello. Good morning. Happy day.
Happy Monday.
That's right. That's right. Well, tell me something cool. Tell me something fun you did over the weekend. Share with the class.
I went to my son's first football game scrimmage.
Oh, snap. They're getting ready for the season.
Yes. And it was so great. It was so much fun.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
All
who
the
won?
Kids did so well. All okay. The kids, I will say my kids' team did score the points. So,
I know it was just a scrimmage, but hey, you got to keep track.
Oh,
that's good.
Super
that's
proud
good.
And super excited. Yes.
Okay. So let me guess. Man's throwing the ball. He's the quarterback. Start QB.
No, he is actually the center and a linebacker.
Big flex on him.
He's the D-line. Yeah, he's the big boy.
Let's go. No, I'm already know because, you know, Saucy, I played O-line, D-line. I actually played center in high school for a little bit, too. So I know what it's like.
I give
Young Buck some snapping tips. You know what I'm saying? We can work on the snap.
Yes. I know. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. DZ would love that.
I absolutely do love it, Saucy. That's amazing. So when's the first game? You guys had the scrimmage over the weekend. When's first game pop?
I believe it's next weekend.
Yes. Football's back, baby. Football's back. I love to hear it, Saucy. I appreciate you sharing something cool you did. The scrimmage is definitely amazing.
All right. Thank you very much, and thank you for sharing with us.
Well, let's get it. Appreciate you. We're going to talk to you later, Saucy.
Yep. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, dog. Let's keep it pushing. I hear somebody might get on my case a little bit, though. It's Lori and Cedarburg. Morning, Lori.
Morning.
Tell me something cool you did over the weekend. I know you said you was going to yell at me a little bit. But besides
I'm not
that.
Yell at you. We talked last week about when Allie said for Allie asked for advice for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
It was a couple days later because I wanted to wait for my Friday night class. I took some photos of our jiu-jitsu class, and I sent a video of us rolling so you could show the boys kind of more about jiu-jitsu.
Okay, so if you missed any of the conversation, you know you can always go back on the Odyssey app, listen back. But last week, we actually talked about the boys getting some extra energy out. Allie brought her boys in. Now, Allie is out, in case you're wondering what's going down. She'll be back. Don't worry about it. But self-defense. Lori does self-defense. Lori's done Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And that was something we mentioned. It was like getting into some Brazilian jiu-jitsu, rolling on the round, you know, getting some energy out and teaching some self-defense because you never know. The world is a crazy place.
Mm-hmm.
Lori then sent us some videos. Boom. Thank you, Lori. I'm definitely going to forward those on. You know, Owen got a cell phone now, so I could just send them to him direct.
Yeah, because I was at the gym for 2 hours on Monday on Friday. And we did our women's class, so it's just any woman that's in the area that wants to come in. We teach basic self-defense and then basic jiu-jitsu. And then we went to our regular co-ed class, which we did about 15 minutes of warm-up, 15 minutes of technique, and then probably a half hour, if not more, of five-minute rolls. And we were done by the end of the night, so
yeah.
A good way to get out energy.
I mean, I'm talking about for real, like honestly, and then you feel so much better about yourself. You feel accomplished. I know there's this sense of fulfillment that you get out of that, so always appreciate you sharing, Lori, definitely.
You guys have a good day.
You too. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right, some of the texts are going in. Now, Angie in Lake Geneva said, went to the Kenosha County Fair. Demolition Derby got it in there. Okay, Angie, I see you. Ooh, somebody else, Natalie. Natalie says you got to see Tim Allen on Friday at the Miller High Life Theater, and it was excellent, super funny. If y'all don't know who Tim Allen is, y'all are too young. Home Improvement, do some research. Come on now. All right, last but finally, and definitely not least, and finally, Ryan from Calabama. And we might have a special guest, I think. Ryan, good morning.
What's going on? Hey, tell everybody. I'm the man.
Yeah, you are the man with the plan, and I hear you got wifey alongside today?
Wifey is alongside me today.
Hey, good morning, fam.
Good morning.
All right, tell us something cool. Tell us something fun you guys did over the weekend.
So we went up to Slinger this weekend, and we did Slam Fest.
Wait, what? What's Slam Fest?
Slam Fest is a giant redneck derby pretty much on the Slinger Speedway. So they got the figure eight up there where they do figure eight races with buses, and they do a figure eight trailer race. They do ski racing. They do push and pull race, and it's a bunch. It's like a giant demo derby, and it is so much fun.
Wait. So is that the figure eight is when people basically keep crossing at the center point and everybody's like, oh, they're about to crash. Oh, they, and then yep. Sometimes, dang, they do crash.
Yep.
Yo, wait. Yep. So you guys were up there the whole weekend?
We were up there Saturday night just watching that until 11 o'clock. And they do full-size school bus racing up there with it.
Snap! Dog! So, oh, yeah. Did you guys see any cool crashes? Not that crashes are cool, but under a safe environment.
They had a nice 72-person bus and a nice small one hit each other, and it was a good wreck. Everyone was okay, but it made the night. It was awesome.
That's what's important. Hey, everybody was okay, and honestly, that's the whole point of those things, man. I want to catch one of those in person, bro.
Next year, man, come join us.
Smash Fest, baby.
Yo.
Let's get it. Well, hey, let's get back to it, man. I know you guys are working on that routine. We're about to do the same.
Yeah, you got to start it sometime or another, right?
I guess so, man. No time like the present, brother. We'll talk to you soon, fam.
All right.
Later.
Later.
.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Don't forget, we got tickets for you to see John Oliver. Yes, the comedian John Oliver today and all week long in the 9 o'clock hour. He's going to be at the Miller High Life Theater September 29th, okay? So make sure you don't miss it. Let's get into What Would DZ Do?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I might make it worse, honestly. I don't even know at this point. And I'm in here solo dolo because Allie ain't here today. So my advice is bound to be bad. So y'all hold me down and maybe give better advice. But Deborah wrote in and wants to know, what would you charge your friend for their wedding cake? This is the context for y'all. So the good friend of mine from college is getting married in October and asked me to make her cake. I own a successful small baking business and said I would love to do so right after she asked. We spoke last week about the cake. She has given me free reins to play with her ideas, but then when she asked about pricing, I told her I would get back to her by the end of this week about it. She hasn't asked for a discount at all, but I feel bad charging her full price for the cake, but at the same time wonder what I should do. I'm not going to the wedding, and my partner said I could only charge for the cost to make, which I don't think is a bad idea, but would love to hear what DZ, that's me, and everyone else would do. Deborah. Well, little Debbie. My bad. I'd be cracking myself up. No, but Deborah wants to know what to do. She's a baker. She's a professional baker. Let's call it what it is. And had a friend ask her, hey, girl, will you make my cake for me? Please, my wedding's coming up. You make the best cakes, right? Whatever, whatever, yada, yada. I don't know. If you're not going to the wedding, that's a little weird. Why you're not going, Deborah? Beyond me, whatever. You're not going, that's fine. But give her the cake for free. That's what I would do. You're not going. You still probably want to send a present, right? Am I wrong? Mm-hmm. What I would do is just give her the cake for free. Don't worry about it. What you going to eat the cost? Like $20, $25 it might cost you to make? I don't actually know. I could be really, really wrong about this. But how much would it actually cost? How much would you charge? I don't hate the idea of charging the cost, like for materials, basically. But at the same time, then you're still going to get a present, no? I would. What I would do, what DZ would do, Deborah, is I'd give her the cake for absolute free. I would make it out of the kindness of my heart. That's your friend. You're not going to the wedding already. Might as well go ahead and boom, bam. Give her the cake for the free. She's going to feel amazing. And then everybody's going to ask, oh, who made the cake? Who made the cake? Oh, boom. Little Debbie did. Here's her card. Now you got residual business because people won't be like, oh my gosh, and she gave it to you for free. Nah, she ain't asked for a discount. She's trying to patron the business. She's ready to pay. How amazing would it be to bless somebody with a wedding cake? Because y'all know wedding cakes are expensive. Yes, sir. That's just my advice, though. What do you say? 414-533-1037. Deborah wants to know what you would charge your friend for the wedding cake. She owns her own baking business. Friend from college asked her to make her a cake. She wants to know what to charge her. She feels bad about charging her full price. Should she only charge her for the materials like her partner said? I say give her the cake for frizzy free. But what do you say? Let's get into it. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and your texts next is What Would DZ Do?
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right. Well, I don't know if I'm actually going to make it worse today or not, but we got some people that can hold it down. So Deborah wrote in and wants to know what you would charge for their friend for a wedding cake. She owns a successful baking business. Friend's getting married in October. It's a friend from college. Asked her to make the cake. She said yes. Hasn't asked for any discounts or anything, but feels bad charging it for full price. Her partner already said, just charge them for materials. I say, just give them the cake for free. Make that your present. They'd love that. You'd love that. That's promotion for yourself. I mean, I don't know. Like, am I wrong for thinking like that? Like, yes, it's your business. I understand that. You know what? I'm going to talk myself out of my own answer. Let's just go. Let's go right to the phones. We got somebody with maybe a little bit of experience in the game. We got Karen and Tish again. Good morning, Karen.
Hi. How are ya?
Doing good. Doing good. Now, you have some slight experience in this realm. Am I wrong?
Well, I've been married. I've been to many weddings. So a little bit, but my suggestion is that she work up the price, figure it out, and then get back to her friend and tell her, well, I would normally charge this amount, and I'm going to give you a discount. I don't think she should give the cake away for free if she's not even going, but I think maybe a discount, and then the bride would know that she's, you know, getting something, you know.
Ooh, so you're saying here's the original price. Here's the MSRP, and here's what I'm actually going to give you the cake for. I'm going to show you some love. You get the employee discount, friends and family.
Exactly.
Ooh, I like that. No, I like that, Karen, because then guess what? Maybe they're going to give you like a little tip on top and be like, hey, you know, we know that you already showed us. Not that that's what it's for. Like, I'm sitting here telling them to give the cake for free. You're not making no money. But
Well, I would give the cake if she were going to the wedding, but she's not going to the wedding, so that's what I would do. And then everybody wins. The bride's getting a discounted cake, and the baker feels good that she's doing something for a friend. You know.
Yeah. So, no, I hear, and that's really interesting because you're approaching it from the sense of since you're not going, you shouldn't give the cake for free.
That's what I think.
Maybe I thought. No. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Because what I was thinking was like, since you're not going, give the cake for free as your present. Because then you don't got to buy a gift. You know.
That's my thought.
I love it. No, I love it, Karen. I appreciate your call, and hopefully Deborah likes your advice.
All right. Have a great one, DZ.
You too. Thank you. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay, Karen. I see you starting it off. Who got it next? Who got it next? We got Anna in Milwaukee. Now, Anna, big cap, and she said, it's so hard to get through. I never know. Lies. You here right now. Good morning, Anna.
Talking. I am, but it's every day I call and I never get through, but yeah.
No, it is tough to get through. 414-533-1037, but you did it today, and you did it 5 days in a row because you got your own theme song, so you verified.
I did, yes.
So let's verify some advice for Deborah, though. What do you say? What should she do? How should she charge for the cake? Should she charge for the cake? What's your advice?
I agree with you, actually. I think she should just, you know, not charge the friend. And like, even if she's not going to the wedding, she can still give it as a present. I did that once for a friend. I actually make jewelry. And I didn't ask for anything, and I still ended up getting paid without asking for anything.
Oh, that's really... See, I know that they probably thought, no, she's not going to charge us. We should give her something. Something.
Yeah, and I feel that's what's going to happen with the wedding cake, too. You know I would. If my friend made a nice cake for me for free, I would still give her something for the cake.
Right. And, well, that's where it gets a little gray area, because when you ask friends to do things and then the conversation about money comes about, you never know if they're just going to say, don't worry about it, take it for free, or, hey, only give me 50%, or, hey, like Deborah's partner saying, only cover the cost that it took to make, or, no, I'm going to charge you full price because this is my business and you're going to respect it. You kind of got to to be ready for all of it.
Yeah, and you know, and she doesn't know that her friend is not paying her for it.
Right, right. I mean, obviously,
you know,
the
so
friend.
As far as she knows, her friend could say, "How much do I owe you?" You know, once she's done with the case.
Well, no, Deborah. She said the friend asked her, you know, asked about what the pricing would be. So she was like, "I'm gonna get back to you," because basically, Deborah got all nervous. Yeah, Deborah was like, "Oh, I got nerve. I'll get back to you. Hold on."
Sorry, I missed that part.
No, you're all good. You are good. I'm already knowing. It's a lot of conversation happening in the morning, but I like what you're saying. You agreeing with me, so automatically I like it. You saying give the cake for free. You done outfitted a whole wedding party with jewelry for a wedding. So I'm assuming you got that experience right there.
Yeah, and maybe she can just say, you know, pay whatever you think, you know, pay me whatever you think is fair, you know, and then her friend can pay her.
Leave it up to the friend. I like that, too. Yep. See, follow-up advice. Follow up. Okay, Anna, we appreciate it. Deborah appreciates it for sure, more than I do.
All right.
We'll talk to you later, Deborah. I'm calling you Deborah. We'll talk to you later, Anna. You're going to get in again. Quit playing. All right. Bye. I can't stop laughing, y'all. And it's not going to stop because you know who we got next on the line. We got the mascot man. It's Tony and Racine. Morning, Papa. What's the word?
Yo, what up?
It's good, man. I mean, I know real quick off air you said, bruh, I am going through this right now. Now, people may not remember, you do mascots, you do bounce houses, you do a bunch of stuff. So you got friends hitting you up constantly to rent them out, use them. So what do you mean you're going through this right now? Talk to us. Talk through it.
Man, so, I mean, y'all know I'm getting married too, so.
Right.
Yeah, I got friends that are in the industry. You know, I also ran a DJ company. We use a photo studio. I mean, we do it all.
Yeah, so, right. All inclusive.
Yeah, exactly. So people that are in my wedding, that are actually going to my wedding, are the people that I'm using for my venue.
Mm.
So, okay, if your best friend was getting married, DZ, would you go DJ his entire wedding for free? Knowing most weddings, DJ start at $1,500 and up.
Oh yeah, easy.
You go do it for free.
That's a bread. I mean, I would want to, but I would know the kind of paper you're missing out on. So it's like I wouldn't want to do it for free, but I'd do it for the homie discount, which is like, hey, you know, give me $100 or something. You know what I mean? Give me $200. Like, oh,
same thing with the cake. You know, like you don't have, you know, in order to support your friends that have businesses and do things, you have to be okay with also charging them.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be full price, but at least they're in your corner supporting your business. And free doesn't make you grow. Free
right.
doesn't do advertising. Free is sometimes the attraction you don't want. You
okay.
know,
yeah.
If that's the case, I mean, I'm looking for a baker too. You know, I need a cake still. So, and I'm having a '90s theme, so my cake is crazy.
Yeah, colors,
so let me
tears.
Get that discount too, then.
Oh,
you know, but,
man, friends and family only.
But yeah, so I mean, I wouldn't do it for free, and I wouldn't do it as necessarily a gift. I agree with the first caller. Explain, hey, this is how much it normally would cost. But what I will do is give you a friends and family discount. But don't tell nobody I gave you the discount, because discounts don't make your business grow.
Right.
And foremost, if that's your income, we need to come up. Like,
yeah,
it costs us. I mean, time alone, besides the material, is more important.
Discounts, you know, don't pay the bills. I know that's right, man.
Exactly.
You're not wrong.
It's the same thing. I mean, like, I'm not going to go DJ a wedding for free. I'm going to be like, hey, look, a wedding is, you got 15, 20 hours in a wedding, you know, just prep time,
right.
Downloading music, talking to the bride and the groom, and then you want me to do it for free?
Right.
I'll do it for a stack. You know, I'll do it for $800, but you ain't going to get all the lights.
Yeah.
Now, you know, same thing with photography. It's, man, so many hours. Same thing with cake. I mean, I don't know how long exactly it takes to bake a cake, but then you got the prep, the buying, you know, and I'm cool, man. I'll pay a full price because I know the amount of work and I appreciate it. So I would say explain it. Charge her a little bit less if you want, but get paid for the work you're doing because it's worth it. It's worth every penny if you got a business that's succeeding.
Boy, Tony, say less, man. I love the advice, dog. I appreciate the call, fam.
Yeah, no worries, man. You have a good morning.
You too, man. We'll holler at you later, man.
Yep. All right.
Clearly, my advice was no good. I talked myself out of it. Listen, Deborah, charge them. I don't know what you want to charge them, but the texts are going crazy too. 414-533-1037. Everybody going down the line saying, basically, if you're not invited, you don't need to get a gift. I would just discount it. Moral of the story, yeah, my advice sucks. Deborah, charge them something.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay. So today's Am I the Jerk comes from yours truly. And it's not actually mine. It's just about my experience. So as y'all know, maybe you don't, I was at a bachelor party over the weekend. And one of our friends from the bachelor party needed to leave early. But the reason they left early was kind of goofy, all right? So I want to know if my friend is the jerk for leaving the bachelor party weekend early for a concert. So over the weekend, we were in Indiana, and one of our friends said that him and his girlfriend had won tickets to a concert in Chicago, right? So they won tickets to a concert in Chicago. He originally thought the show was on Sunday night, but turned out that it was Saturday night. So he was going to have to leave the bachelor party early to be able to go with his girlfriend because she really, really wanted to go. We obviously all talked our trash, you know, ribbed him a little bit, gave him a hard time, telling him, man, have your girl go with somebody else, bro. You going to leave early, man. Boo, boo this man. Tomatoes, tomatoes, boo. But obviously no one's stopping him, right? He ended up leaving immediately after our golf round on Saturday afternoon. Not to mention, this man won the round. So he wins real quick, is going to get a prize because he won, and then leaves early, mind you, to catch a concert back home. We all said he should forfeit his prize as a punishment for having to leave early, or having, quote unquote, to leave early. But we want to know, is our homie the jerk? Is my friend the jerk for leaving the bachelor weekend early just to see an artist he's already seen before? I mean, straight up, I don't want to talk about the homie like that, but bro, if you've already seen him, we're already out for the weekend. You made the commitment to be here. Now I get you won tickets. Sure, that's fine. But did you really need to leave early? Was the concert that important? I don't know, man. Is my friend the jerk for leaving the bachelor party early to go to a concert? We were in Indiana over the weekend. He said he had won tickets, thought the show was Sunday. Turns out, nope, the show was Saturday. So now he said he had to leave early. We all trying to, you know, convince him to stay. Didn't work. He ends up leaving. We talk our talk. This is a fun one. This is a light one. Ain't nobody really at this man's neck. But we talked enough trash to where now I want to know what y'all think. Do you guys think our friend's the jerk for leaving the bachelor weekend early just to go catch a show? 414-533-1037. We were going to take your calls and your texts next. We need help deciding. Me and the homies already decided, but I ain't going to tell you till you tell me. 414-533-1037. It's Am I the Jerk? We're going to take your calls and your texts next. It's Kiss FM.
Jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So today's Am I the Jerk comes from moi, me, myself, and I. I was at a bachelor party over the weekend, and one of our guys said that he needed to leave early because him and his girl had won tickets to a concert in Chicago. He thought it was on Sunday. Turns out it was Saturday, so he needed to leave a day early. You know, a night early, if you will, basically. Left immediately after golf on Saturday afternoon to make it back on time. We think he should give up his winnings because he won the golf round. So you give up your winnings, you give up your prize, man. That's your punishment for having to leave early. We all talked our talk, man, but let's hear you talk your talk. We're going to decide. You know, I'm going to tell you right here, right now. My answer is not the jerk. I'm going to say the friend's not the jerk simply because we know what it is. He's taking care of his relationship. Happy wife, happy life. No, he's not married, but one day, right? He's next on the board, so he's catering to his girl, and can't nobody fault him for that. But maybe some people do. I don't know. Let's go to the lines. We got Kayla on the phone. Good morning, Kayla. How we doing today?
Well, good morning, DZ. I am doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We're trying to figure it out for my friend. Make sure we either call him the jerk or not the jerk today for having to leave, quote unquote, having to leave the bachelor party weekend early for a concert. What do you say? Is he the jerk or not?
I have to disagree with you, DZ. I think he is the jerk.
Ooh, dang. Wait, why do you call him the jerk?
Well, because he said that he's seen this person before, right?
Yes, yeah, he said he's seen him before.
So there's going to be lots of concerts for this artist, but how many times is he going to have bachelor parties?
Ooh, that part for sure.
Because usually, you know, it's only once when someone gets married the first time. If they get divorced, they might have another one, and we're not sure, but it's like, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing sometimes.
Right. Yeah, you're not wrong. So Mia and Amir texted 414-533-1037 from Greenfield. They said, we think jerk. A bachelor weekend happens once, hopefully, in someone's life. And he's been to the concert already. He should have stayed with the homies. Kayla, they're agreeing with you. They're saying, yeah, he's the jerk for dipping, man. Concerts happen all the time. Weddings, yeah. Hopefully don't.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's just playing into the stage.
Okay. All right. So I say no. You say yes. We're just going to say we split right now, okay?
Okay. All right.
Let's keep moving down the phones, Kayla. We appreciate your call.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good day. Bye. All right. Next up, we got Heather calling all the way from Shorewood, or should I say Shorehood. Good morning, Heather. How we doing?
I'm good this morning.
Good. So we're trying to figure it out. Is our friend the jerk for leaving the bachelor weekend early? What do you think?
He is a jerk because he made a commitment. It's not like he's leaving early for something super important. I'm sorry, a concert isn't important. He made this commitment to his friend to be there for his bachelor party. He should stay.
Ooh. But
I'm sure his girl's got friends.
Hold on, Heather. What do you think of the concept? Because Natalie hit us up, 414-533-1037, and said, nah, not the jerk, though. You got to make your girl happy, especially if you want the next bachelor party to be yours.
No. Nah. I don't agree with you. Because his girl's probably got friends. If she's got friends, she can find somebody else to go with and have a good time while he enjoys his guy's weekend. I'm sorry. Those weekends are important. My boyfriend has them once a year on a golf trip. I don't make plans for that weekend because I know this is his guy's time.
Oh, okay. I hear you. So you're saying, I mean, yeah, you should have been there. It's special. You agreed. This was done. Dada. Doesn't matter that you won. Your girl could have just taken somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, boom. Say less. We're going to call him the jerk today. Heather, I appreciate your call.
Yeah, talk to you later.
Later, Heather. Bye. Oh, my goodness. All right, so whether he should have stayed with the homies or not, it was a full bachelor weekend. I mean, he was there Friday. He stayed most of the day Saturday. Do we think he's the jerk? Nah, but we wasn't deciding today. Y'all was. My bad, big dog. I didn't think it was going to go this way. Yes, the jerk. Oh, man. Hey, don't forget, we got John Oliver tickets in the 9 o'clock hour. He's coming to the Miller High Life Theater September 29th. Ooh, Barbie World, Nicki Minaj, Ice Spice. Come on now, tell me you wasn't just bopping with that little shake there. You ain't even know you rum shake like that, huh? 103.7 Kiss FM's Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I got to remind you guys, man, don't forget, we got John Oliver tickets 9:20 this morning. He's coming to the Miller High Life Theater September 29th. I mean, we do music. It's a music station, but we just about fun. We about good times. We about getting you to see stuff and getting you to see people that you want to see. And y'all know John Oliver's a hot ticket. With the SAG, with the Writers Guild, with all the strikes going on, a lot of these cats are taking to the streets. They're coming back, and we're getting their best material, their quality stuff, everything they've been just itching to say. because they've been on a hiatus, whether it be from his show, whether it be from his specials. He's still doing his podcast and all that. But this man is a quality comedian coming right here to the city September 29th, Miller High Life Theater. So naturally, we're going to hook you up. We're going to get you some tickets. 9 o'clock, 9:20 to be exact. That's when you don't want to miss. All right? Just had to remind you for the one time. Maybe the two times, all right? Don't miss it. Set them alarms. 103.7 Kiss FM. We're going to keep it bopping.
On the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, Allie is out today, so you get the Hollywood Dirt with DZ. And I don't know if you guys saw, have seen, or heard about the latest celebrities dropping their Airbnbs, their homes, to post on Airbnb that you could actually stay at. Now, a few years ago, I remember Jordan posted his house. Recently, Gwyneth Paltrow posted her home. And now, Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, they posted their house on Airbnb. Their Santa Barbara Beach home. You could come hang out with them. And by the time you leave, you know, you'll be old buds. Stay with us in our beach house. Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis offered a one-night stay. They listed their Santa Barbara guest house on the Airbnb platform, which Ashton Kutcher is an investor in, but it's a part of their duo partnership with the company, and it's a part of this whole new celebrity stay opportunity, if you will. You basically get one day, I pay X amount of money, who knows how much, it's probably all going to charity anyway, but you get to stay in one of their homes. I mean, you know, rich people got more than one home, but real life, in real life, yes, go hang out with them. It went live just the other day and immediately got booked up. Of course, they're A-listers. They're celebrities. Who wouldn't want to stay at their house? Me. I probably wouldn't have no interest. Now, if we're talking about staying with Shaq, if we maybe, you know, talking about going to stay with J. Cole, now, man, a couple of them post some stuff up, maybe. Maybe. But I don't know if I'd necessarily want to go be them with their and their family. Now I got my family. Now all our kids are running amok. Man, I don't know. But if it's for you, Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher, you could get a chance to stay at their Airbnb for the next time around. It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie is out today, but that's okay. I've been holding it down, doing my thing. And speaking of doing my thing, I think y'all must have forgot about me. I think y'all forgot about some things that I said back in the day, you know, back in the waybacks when I first started. So coming up in just a little bit, I want to affect some change, if you will. Gonna be affecting some change. Coming up next, 103.7 Kiss FM. Y'all forgot about this. I know y'all did. I didn't, though. I've been diligently working, doing my thing, and change is coming. We'll talk about it next. It's Kiss. Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, Allie is out today, so I figured I'd take the opportunity today to effect some change on the show. I'm laughing, man, because it's not what you guys think. Now, if you guys remember, I've been back, you know, did some time in the building at Kiss FM sometimes a few years ago. But at the start of this year, at the start of January, excuse me, hear the immigrant in me sometimes. At the start of January, I made the decision to come back, join Allie on 103.7 Kiss FM, and it's now Allie in DZ. So since January, we've been hanging out, but back in January, I'm talking about early days of Allie in DZ, January, maybe like first week of February, I started talking about how I'd been finding change actual change, coins, you know, the monies that you see on the floors or that you get back from the stores. But it wasn't my own change. And I jokingly said, hey, you know what? I'm going to start collecting the change that I find. But not like the change that I get back from when I make a purchase with cash or, you know, the change that you find around the house in the couch or randomly when you're vacuuming, moving, grooving. And you're like, oh, there's a quarter. Boom. I pick it up. No, I'm talking about change that is not your own. Change that you just find on the street. Change that when you're walking, tra-la-line through your day and you happen to look down, you go, oh, bet that's a coin. I started picking those up. I've been going strong at it. Ooh, I've been going strong. Now, I'm not sitting there scouring the ground looking for change. But as I'm walking around, if we're out and about, you know, as a family, my wife and son, Aaron, baby Sammy, if we're just chilling and I happen to see a coin on the ground, I'll pick it up. And it doesn't matter what denomination it is either. I don't even care. I've been picking up pennies. I'm trying to stack it up because I'm challenging myself now to see how much money I can actually accrue. That isn't mine whatsoever. Lost change. Not my money whatsoever. And I've been going at it. What's today? The 21st. August 21st. Shout out to my mother. Today's her birthday. Mama, I love you. But I've been collecting change. I mean, she taught me the value of a dollar. And I've been invoking that over the last 8 months, right? So I got to tell y'all how much change I've acquired. Because I thought I'd have more. I ain't even going to lie, y'all. So far, I've only got $2.78, but it's a good $2.78. Now, don't be laughing at me like that. I'm not sitting there working hard for it. This is free money. I have found almost $3 of y'all's money just sitting there. Ain't nobody paying attention to nothing. I ain't panhandling. I ain't taking nobody's coins. These are all of my found coins. Almost $3. I think that's pretty good. Personally, I think that's a good accomplishment. I did think I'd have probably like $20 by now, but I'm also not making it a part-time job. I'm about to start taking this more seriously. I'm about to start looking at the ground. But it made me curious. You know, I want to know, does anybody else pick up change? I mean, you know what I mean. I don't mean the change that you get back that you put in a little piggy bank from when you spent $5 or when you got gas or bought this, that, and the third. No, I'm talking about, does anybody else pick up loose change? If you see coins on the ground, if you see money, do you pick it up or do you leave it? I wonder, because I feel like you're either one or the other. There isn't no, oh, if it's a big coin or if it's a silver coin, even though some of y'all might only pick up silver. Do you pick up loose change when you find it? I'm on a mission now. I want all of the loose change that isn't mine. I don't care where it's coming from. I don't care how sticky it is. I picked up a few dirty dimes, if you will. Had to rub them off and then wash my hands right after. Am I the only one picking somebody else? Don't forget, we got John Oliver tickets, 920, Ali and DZ, 103.7 KISS FM. It's Ali and DZ. And we're talking about picking up loose change, because I've been on a mission, y'all. You know, I don't think many of you guys remember me saying this when I first started, but I jokingly one day said, I'm going to start picking up all of the loose change, like all of the coins that aren't mine, not money that I'm getting back from cash spent, but coins that are not physically yours, just loose change that you see on the ground. You know, find a penny, pick it up. All good day, you'll have good luck. That's what I've been doing, picking all the pennies up. And I know you hear it. $2.78 strong out here out of somebody else's money. I feel pretty good about it. Yeah, sure, I had higher hopes, but that's okay. We're going to keep building. But I want to talk about, do you pick up change? Are you the type that'll just go for it? Are you the type that'll leave it? We got some calls on the line. We got somebody called 5 days in a row. Got their own theme song. We got Christina in Milwaukee. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
How we doing today? Are you somebody that picks up loose change, or do you just kind of walk by it and go, ew, dirty?
I used to pick up all the loose change when I was younger, and then I've always been extremely superstitious, and someone once told me if the coin is on tails, don't pick it up because that brings bad luck. Only pick it up if it's on heads.
The head. I've heard that where, and if it is tails, you're supposed to flip it, and then the next person is supposed to have good luck. Did you hear that?
I have not heard that. That's interesting.
That's the extension, Christina. So wait, you only pick up coins if they're heads up first.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hardly even get a chance to pick them up anymore because my seven-year-old, she has, like, a third eye for coins.
Ooh.
Like, she's obsessed with coins. Like, for her allowance, she's like, can you stop giving me paper money? I just want coins. You can just give me 5 pennies. I'm like, your allowance is $5. $5 is more than 5 pennies.
Christina's trying to be like, no, the paper is worth more, but they love pennies. Ooh, you know what you could get them? You can get them a little coin collection book, because that way they can still pick up coins, and you never know. Some of these coins are valuable, Christina, for real.
I know, because when I was like 12, 13, I had like a little book, and my dad would take me like to those like flea market fairs, mm-hmm. and there would be coin collectors selling coins. And at one point in time, I had probably, like, 20 coins that all had, like, they were expired coins and, like, collectibles. And, like, they were probably all together worth, like, between $300 to $500. But moving, I have no clue where they ended up.
Oh, no. Okay, so hopefully somebody got them safe for you, because the value only increases more and more. I'm pretty sure I just saw, like, a wheat penny go for a couple hundred thousand. You feel me?
Yeah, I think they probably got destroyed on because we had a house about 12 years ago.
Okay.
Well, after then, a lot of my stuff went missing, so.
You know what, Christina? What I'm hearing is that your daughter is just picking up where you left off. Now you've passed on the love, and she's enjoying the coin collecting. So maybe that's something you guys can do together.
Yeah, but I have noticed I do self-checkout at stores a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously if someone's, like, directly in front of me and they leave their change, I'll let them know. But there was one time a few months ago, I was doing the self-checkout. And there was a $20 bill and then a handful of change. Like,
ooh.
Who leaves that?
Who leaves it? Wait, right. Who left the 20 and some change? Ooh, I would have. Ooh, Christina, I would have picked that up.
I definitely did.
You know, come on now. They left that. That's free money right there. I would have considered that floor money.
Right?
Oh, Christina,
well,
I love it.
I always, like, and I'll randomly, like, sometimes I'll just go check the soda machines because some people put, like, $1 or $2 and then leave their change.
Oh, that's a pro tip, Christina. I needed that. I'm going to start checking the vending machines. Oh, yeah. Okay, Christina. Yeah,
anything that has, like, coin return.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, say less. I appreciate the call and the tips. Okay, makes me feel good. Have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's go. All right, let's keep it pushing. We got the one, the only. You've heard him before. I mean, he's still working on his theme song. We're going to get him there. But this man, he says something that I absolutely love. Richie Rich, good morning, big dog. How we doing today?
What's going on, brother? I'm doing excellent.
Excellent, man. That's good. I love to hear it. We were just talking about the change you pick up. I know you hear it, you know. I'm out here just getting rich off of other people's hard-earned dollars, $2.78 deep, man. But what do you say? Do you pick up coins or not?
I pick everything up. So I've explained to my 5 sons, listen, if you walk by a penny, a dime, a quarter, you're going to end up walking past $100 before you find $100 on the ground.
Boom, that part.
When my son turned 20, he asked me to run to the store for him. On his 20th birthday, I found a $100 bill finally.
What? So it's happened. Listen,
it's happened.
You don't discount those blessings, because that's what I'm working my way up to. I'm going to pick up a penny at a time, get that $100, and then one day I'm going to find a $100 bill, just like you, Richie.
It took me 40 years, but hey, listen, I probably picked up 100 and change easy, too.
Easy. Oh, man, double, triple that in those 40 years, man. But I love the philosophy. All of that is money. It all counts. It'll all be taken. It can all be done. You could do something with that money. Yeah, you might not do anything with that one penny, but you rack them bad boys up, you starts to add up. Them cents start to make dollars, right?
100%. Man. You don't want to pass up money. That's bad karma.
That's bad karma for sure, man. Nobody likes the bad karma. Richie Rich, I appreciate it, man. Keep instilling those values in those boys, dog.
I will, brother.
Yeah, sir. We're going to talk to you later, all right?
Take it easy, man.
All right, you too, man. Have a great day. Later. Oh, snap. You said, no. I've told each and every one of my 5 boys, you pick up that money. Mm-hmm. And I think we got somebody else on the line that was instilled very similar values by their parent. We got Michelle from Hartford. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, DZ. Congratulations on almost 9 months.
Dude, thank you.
Love you there.
Thank you, thank you. We're going to celebrate big, especially for that 1 year. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to claim it now, but we might need to throw a party.
I think we're going to have to. Yeah. Okay, there you go. Game on.
Game on. Start the planning now. But no, Michelle, you said something about your pops that I love, man. So you said what now?
So I have the best dad in the whole world. He's a mailman. So growing up, obviously, he does a lot of walking.
Mm-hmm.
He always picked up coins. His eyes were always on the ground. So
right.
When we would be out somewhere, walking, like doing whatever, like after work, whatever, his eyes are always on the ground looking for money.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, he installed that on me, and that's what I do.
Well, so how much money do you think you have found nowadays? I mean, if you had to put a numerical value on it, because if you're picking everything up, that starts to add up quick. I'm not doing that yet. I'm still walking around, laissez-faire, not looking down, and then all of a sudden I look down and bam, a quarter.
It all adds up. Like you said, I probably say $100 over the years. So,
wow. I mean, come on now.
Well, I'm 53. Well, I'll be 53 in a few weeks. But
Happy early birthday.
Thank you, baby. You know, it's a long time. But there's also something else that I do, DZ.
What?
And I love the find a penny, pick it up, and all day you'll have good luck.
Uh-huh.
As long as it's heads up. I take a penny, if I have one, and I throw it over my shoulder and make a wish. And then the next person can pick it up and have good luck.
Oh, so you just throw it anywhere. You just, broop, you don't need a fountain or nothing.
No. Mm-mm. Nope, I just flip it over my shoulder and make a wish.
Perfect. Well,
my grandma taught me that as well.
Moral of my story is I'm going to start walking behind Michelle in Hartford. Dang, y'all are already calling. I ain't even give y'all the number yet. Wow. I see y'all want some John Oliver tickets, man. It's 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. If you missed it, John Oliver coming to Milwaukee, the Miller High Life Theater, September 29th. So you got a little bit of time. You can plan ahead. You can see the man, the myth, the legend, the UK comedy genius, cringe comedy, black comedy, dark comedy, whatever you want to call it, man. This man is funny, and he's coming. So naturally, we're going to get you some tickets. I'm looking for, you know what, let's do caller 29. Caller 29 today, 414-533-1037. Caller 29, you're going to be seeing John Oliver at the Miller High Life Theater. You're going to get a pair of tickets. September 29th, Miller High Life Theater. Caller 29, where you at? 414-533-1037. You're winning these John Oliver tickets. It's KISS FM. It's Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios looking for caller number 29. They're going to be getting a pair of tickets to go see John Oliver when he's here September 29th at the Miller High Life Theater. So we're going to go right to the phone and see if we found somebody. I think maybe, is this Marisol or Marisol?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Marisol, good morning. How you doing today?
Good. You?
Good. You know, I'm just doing a couple things, holding it down while Allie's away for the day. But we do have John Oliver tickets. Is that what you were calling for?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Well, what are you up to this morning that you had some time to win?
Heading to work right now.
Did you catch that? That you had some time to win? Hey, you won. You're going to see John Oliver.
Yay.
Yeah. September 29th, you got a pair of tickets to go see John Oliver, master comedian, genius behind the microphone. You don't got to worry about them tickets, though, because you're going. Who you bringing with you, Marisol?
My husband.
Hey, are you guys John Oliver fans?
Yeah. Well, he loves comedy, so.
Okay. I mean, who doesn't love comedy? Who doesn't love to laugh? Who doesn't love to enjoy? And especially a night out with a hubby. You just got a date night.
Yeah, that's
Ooh, ooh. Hold on the line. We're going to get a little bit of information for you. Make sure you can get your tickets, okay, Marisol?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hold on. Boom, just like that. Yes, just like that. We're going to be giving them away all week long. Marisol got it first. It could be you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Let's get into Am I the Jerk?
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.